Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Global Platform is a nonprofit association. It identifies and develops specifications for the secure and interoperable deployment and management of multiple applications on secure chip technology. Its technical specifications include a focus on the Trusted Execution Environment, or TEE. A TEE is a secure area of the main processor in a connected device that ensures sensitive data is stored, processed, and protected in a trusted environment. Global Platform has announced the launch of a TEE Security Evaluation Secretariat to manage its TEE certification scheme. The move is designed to accelerate the deployment of certified TEE products and promote a globally interoperable mobile ecosystem. Providers of TEE products will soon be able to submit their products to the new secretariat for independent evaluation of their conformance to the organization's TEE protection profile. A positive evaluation indicates a TEE product meets an international security baseline. The secretariat will perform four main functions. It will maintain the Global Platform Certification Scheme documents, provide accreditation of laboratories which meet certification scheme criteria, and manage requests for evaluation from TEE product vendors and reviews of accredited laboratory reports. It will also issue certificates for TEE products which meet the security evaluation criteria, and Global Platform will maintain a public list of evaluated products on its website, enabling service providers to identify certified products at a glance. To get a timeline for the new secretariat and get more information on identity use cases for TEE, we chatted with Global Platform's technical director, Gilles Bernabeu, in France.
Soon we will be able to accept certification of TEE products that will allow a service provider to have a proof that the smartphone or the connected device that they are using follow and fulfill all the security requirements around trusted execution environment.
What are the identity use cases for TEE, including biometrics?
TEE, it's at the core of the smartphone, and when you are talking about biometrics, of course the smartphone becoming the most simple reader of biometrics by fingerprinting, by iris, by video, and you need some security because the TEE, it's hosted inside at the core of the smartphone. We are able to create a secure environment that protects everything that is entered, as an example, the fingerprint templates from the sensor to the TEE. Inside the TEE, you will be able to treat this information and deliver to the application the result of the matching. So definitely TEE and biometrics are coming together in the secure phone. And identity, today most of the scheme are using the fingerprinting sensor of the smartphone. Most of them are using the TEE to provide with a secure solution of biometric matching.
So what's the timeline for the TEE Security Evaluation Secretariat? Like, would it be ready within a year?
Right now, we have announced the secretariat, so all the legal framework is available. We will be able to start with accreditation of the laboratory, which is the first part, because we want to be sure that the laboratory implement all the rules related to the TEE certification. And we hope to be able to start by end of the year to receive report from those accredited laboratories that will be sending report of evaluation to Global Platform. And we expect that in the next 12 months, we will be able to publish a certificate of a TEE on a smartphone or a connected device.
Do labs seeking accreditation come to you as clients, or does Global Platform seek them out? How does that work?
You need to see Global Platform as an ecosystem of the chain inside the secure industry, from the chipset manufacturer, from the secure OS provider, from the service provider, of course, handset manufacturer and laboratory. So we are today an ecosystem. We are a technical community working together to bring to the market this secure environment. The laboratory are already inside Global Platform. They are already working to set up this TE certification, because of course there is a strong need in the market to get this certification. Laboratories are already here, so we are not trying to find new laboratory. We are now defining all the rules, and the laboratory are ready now to start the accreditation process in GP. We are starting with the first group of 6 to 7 laboratories that are starting the accreditation process right now.
Which framework are you using to define the level of security?
In fact, we were looking to find a solution that is recognized by different markets, and we have decided to invest on the Common Criteria Technology, which is an ISO standard that allows us to define the specific security requirement related to the TE, to define a way to score all the attacks that we want to verify that the TE protect applications. So all the framework in terms of technology is created on top of the Common Criteria Technology, which is a way for us to discuss with many industries that know this ISO framework and are able to interact with us.
Great. Would you now briefly walk us through the certification process for TEE products?
That's very important to see that, because TE products, when it's a smartphone, the life cycle of those products are very, very short. We are thinking about products that are from a white page to a user putting this object in the pocket around 6 months time frame. So our intent is to have a certification process that stays under 3 months, and that we'd be able then to accommodate to the 6 months process. The process will be very simple. The product vendor will select a laboratory. They will start to discuss together about the way that they want to work. As soon as this is decided, they can go to Global Platform and say that this is the product, this is the laboratory, this is the product vendor, and we are ready to send you in a few weeks or a few months the report of evaluation. As soon as this is decided, they can work together to do the evaluation following the Global Platform rules, and then send to Global Platform, the secretariat, the report of evaluation that will be analyzed by Global Platform. And if this report answers to the security and the risk management of Global Platform, we will deliver a certificate.
Why would product vendors want to be certified by Global Platform?
In one end, there is a strong need in terms of security, because people are adding more and more critical information into the smartphone, and they are requiring more and more security. So the certification process, it's a simple way to clarify how much the smartphone is secure, so service provider know that the smartphone will protect the data until this point. And today there is no this limit or this level that it's a good middle point between what the handset manufacturer are able to provide and what the service provider are able to expect. So the first value of the certification, it's really to define this limit between what the handset needs to provide and what the service provider will be able to answer. So of course, more service provider will request the certification, more valuable will be the certification of Global Platform.
So what's the benefit of this for the identity industry?
We have already discussed about the importance of managing biometrics inside the smartphone with a TE. I do not want to say that all the identity is related to biometric, but in the biometric industry, you start by authentication. If the authentication is not a good one, it's very difficult to provide additional services. Currently, the smartphone with the biometrics, it's able to ensure the service provider that you have the right end user in front of you. And this is a critical element of the identity industry. By providing what we call the trusted UI, Trusted UI, it's a specific mode that allows to ensure that any elements that are entered by the end user, whatever it's a PIN code, whatever it's a biometric, whatever it's a passphrase, whatever it is a sign on the screen, you are sure that this information will go only to one application, the Trusted UI, Trusted User Interface. This brick that is provided by the TE is definitely the key element of the industry services, because you will first verify that the end user is the right one. But also, when you are providing services, you need to connect to the back office, and then you need to store credentials inside the phone to be able to connect in a secure mode to the back office. Because the TE protects the credential, whatever its key, certificate, the identity provider will ensure that the connection between the smartphone and the back office is secure, and you have the right level of protection in terms of keys. So the two parts, the connection with the end user and all the input that the end user will do for the authentication, and the connection between the smartphone to the cloud services, are provided by the TE. Therefore, TE is a brick very important for the identity providers.
What are the key standards relating to security and identity that should be met under a globally interoperable mobile ecosystem?
There is one standard that we have started to work, which is very successful. It's FIDO, that are working on authentication. I suppose that all the standards that will manage identity and that will use FIDO should be on the same umbrella. It's very important that all the different stack of services, from the TE to the FIDO authenticator to the ID services, are aligned in terms of security and in terms of what they expect from the smartphone. So definitely all the standards that will start on FIDO should be aligned. We are working also with different governments, including the U.S. government, that are providing some standard around derived credentials, which is also a way to provide ID solutions by deriving credentials from a passport, from an ID card. Those derived credentials can be stored inside the TE, or the mechanism to request to generate the derived credential may be also stored inside the TE. So here also, it's a big area of standard related to derived credential that we are working on, because global interoperability is important for the standards.
Okay, Gilles, is there anything you'd like to add?
One interesting point of the TE is that the TE is not related to a specific market. So we are addressing the requirement from the ID world, but we are also working with the financial institution for mobile financial payment. We are working also with premium content, so the studios that want to protect the streaming of Ultra HD movie. So the value of the TE is that different markets will use this, that will give more interest and more value for smartphone maker to integrate this and to reach the TE certification. So I think this is also an interesting point, that not only the ID industry, because of biometrics, interested by the TE, but the TE interests a lot of other industries that require to have some security inside the smartphone.
Gilles Bernabeu is Technical Director for Global Platform. With cross-market representation, Global Platform's more than 130 members contribute to technical committees and market-led task forces around the world. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.